Ever feel like someone needs to hit refresh on democracy? Like, give it a little tune-up for the 21st century.
It's not just about tweaking around the edges, right? It's about questioning the whole system.
Exactly. And that's where today's deep dive takes us. We're going deep into the work of Spanish artist Daniel G. Andújar.
And we're lucky enough to have a stack of interviews with him spanning years, plus a critique that really digs into his evolution.
It's going to be fascinating to see how his thinking has developed over time.
Absolutely.
So buckle up, listeners. We're about to get into some seriously thought-provoking territory.
Because Andújar doesn't just want to talk about these big systems. He wants to, like, get in there and shake them up a bit.
He's not afraid of controversy, that's for sure. I mean, who flies a banner that says democratizing democracy over cities like Sarajevo and Barcelona? Right. Talk about a statement piece. It's like he's saying, hey, this whole democracy thing, we need to talk. But before we unpack that banner and everything it represents, let's back up a bit. What does democratizing democracy even mean in this context?
It's about recognizing that power isn't always this big, obvious thing anymore.
Yeah, it's not just kings and queens sitting on thrones these days.
Exactly. It's a lot more subtle, more pervasive. It's in the algorithms that shape what you see online, the data that's collected about you every time you click a button.
It can feel kind of overwhelming when you think about it. Like, how do you even begin to challenge a system that feels so big and invisible?
And that's exactly the point Andújar is trying to make. He wants us to realize that even though we might not be able to see these power structures, they're still there, shaping our lives in profound ways. And once we start to see them, we can start to challenge them.
So it's like he's giving us X-ray vision to see the invisible structures that control our world.
And once we see those structures, we can start to ask the important questions. Who built them? Who benefits from them? And how can we change them?
So we're back and ready to keep going deeper with Daniel G. Andújar. Before the break, we were talking about how he wants us to see those hidden systems, kind of like we've got X-ray vision.
And once we can see them, that's when we can start to, as he puts it, hack them.
Hack them. But isn't that, you know, illegal?
Not quite the kind of hacking he's talking about. He's not talking about breaking into computers or stealing information.
Okay, so what does he mean by hacking them?
It's more about finding those creative workarounds, those unexpected entry points that let us see the system from the inside out, exposing its flaws and biases.
Kind of like finding a secret passage in a video game that lets you bypass all the usual rules.
Exactly. And he argues that art can be that secret passage. It can help us see the world in a new light, question the narratives we're told, and imagine different possibilities.
So instead of writing code, he's creating art that makes us question the very code our lives are built on.
Precisely. It's like his project, Technologies to the People. He mimicked corporate branding, those slick ads that were everywhere in the early days of the internet.
Yeah, back when we were all still figuring out how to dial up to AOL.
Exactly. And he used that familiar language to make us think critically about the promises and the potential pitfalls of this new digital world.
It's amazing how easily we can get swept up in the excitement of something new without really questioning what's going on beneath the surface.
And that's what Andújar wants us to do. He's constantly pushing us to look deeper, to ask those uncomfortable questions, to challenge the status quo.
It's like he's saying, don't just accept things as they are. Question everything.
And that's a powerful message, especially in today's world where we're bombarded with information from all sides.
It's so easy to get stuck in those echo chambers online, where you only see information that confirms what you already believe.
Exactly. And that's why Andújar's work is so relevant. He reminds us that there are always multiple perspectives, multiple narratives, and we need to be aware of those different viewpoints if we want to create a more just and equitable world.
So how do we do that? How do we break out of our echo chambers and start engaging with those different perspectives?
Well, that's where Andújar's concept of the artist as hacker comes in. He argues that we all have the potential to be hackers in our own way.
You mean we don't have to be artists to think like artists?
Exactly. It's about finding those creative solutions, those unexpected entry points that can help us see the world differently. And that can be anything from reading a book outside your comfort zone to having a conversation with someone who has a different point of view.
It's about being open to new ideas and being willing to challenge our own assumptions.
And it's about using our own creativity in whatever form it takes to make a difference in the world.
It sounds like Andújar is calling for a kind of revolution of the mind.
Exactly. He wants us to question everything, to think critically, and to use our creativity to build a better future.
We're back, listeners, for the final part of our deep dive with Daniel G. Andújar. And I have to say, My brain feels like it's been through a workout.
That's a good thing, right? A sign that we're pushing ourselves to think differently.
Definitely. But I'm also wondering, where do we go from here? We've talked about seeing those hidden systems, hacking our perceptions, becoming more like artists in our thinking. It's a lot to process.
And Dujar wouldn't want it any other way. He doesn't want to give us easy answers. He wants us to keep asking those tough questions.
So it's not about finding a magic solution. It's about staying engaged, staying critical.
Exactly. And remember how we were talking about the pandemic being this missed opportunity for real change?
Yeah, like the whole world hit the pause button and we had a chance to rethink everything. And then for the most part, we just hit play on the same old systems.
Right. And that's the challenge Dujar leaves us with. How do we actually create lasting, meaningful change? How do we make sure those opportunities aren't wasted?
It feels like he's giving us all these tools, but then he's saying, okay, now go build something.
And I think that's what's so exciting about his work. It's not a set of instructions, it's an invitation.
An invitation to what?
An invitation to imagine, to experiment, to collaborate, to take all these ideas we've been discussing and put them into action in our own lives and communities.
So it's not about waiting for someone else to fix things, it's about taking responsibility ourselves. Finding those cracks in the system and using them to create something new.
Exactly. And that's how those democratized democracies we keep talking about become more than just a concept. They become a reality.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a mix of like nervous excitement. Like this is a lot, but it's also incredibly empowering.
Me too. And I think that's the perfect note to end on.
It's been quite a journey with Daniel G. Dujar. If you're as intrigued as we are, we encourage you to check out his work. And until next time, keep questioning, keep creating, and keep those deep dives going.